Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco. We're rolling. Host of not only this podcast, but Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that weekends on WJCL. And the reason why we got the giggles is because Maggie, as we started rolling our digital device here, tried to explain to me about the proper use of golf courses.
Golf courses are for round off back handsprings.
And I had no idea what that was. So as I'm hitting record here, I asked her to explain that to me, and she did. And I went, so you spent half your youth doing, first of all, tell us what that is. And sorry for those of you who are listening and not watching.
A round off back handspring is like it's a cartwheel where you land on both feet and then you spring backward and do a back handspring. And I used to do 13 back handsprings in a row, and I would do them on the golf course and then on the beach. And you asked me, did I do this for money? And I said, no, I did it for notoriety.
Yes. To which I said, you missed your calling. Should have done it for money.
I should have.
Should have done it for money. You'd own half the island by now. Telling you, man. Anyway, how many could you do now?
I could probably manage a round off back handspring.
One.
Good. One, okay. Maybe two. I'm strong really? Enough, but my back is.
Well.
Now okay. on a trampoline, no problem.
If I had paramedics standing by, would you try a couple for us?
Yeah. Not a problem.
I tease you, but if I tried anything like that, I get asked to lay on beach blankets. I'm like, if I lay there, you're going to have to call SeaWorld to get the harness to pick me up. I'm not doing that. So it's not that I'm making fun of you. It's our age. Anyway, I do lay on beach blankets. I'm just being silly. Okay, we're talking about food. You have a good weekend?
I did. I had such a great weekend. It was kind of a weekend about purging. Getting rid of old emails, going through my closet.
Yeah. I like that.
Reorganizing like that. Stuff and also had some good fun.
Good. So. Good. Very glad to hear that. I told you before we started rolling, I'm not going to get into details here, but I very quick raced down to Fort Myers so my wife could buy a car, and we were back home by noon. Well, I was back home by noon on Sunday, so... I used to work in Fort Myers in TV back in the mid 90s, and I hadn't been back to Fort Myers, the city of Fort Myers proper. I had not been on the streets there since February of 1999 when I took all my stuff out of storage after I moved away. That's pretty wild, huh?
That's 26 years.
26 years. Considering I'm from Florida, I'm in Miami all the time. I just hadn't been to Fort Myers.
It's grown so much. A lot.
It has. It's grown so much. Grown so much. Obviously, I mean, it's 26 years. But anywho, before I gallivanted, raced down to Fort Myers, I've been on your island quite a bit eating and liking. How about that?
Yes, I know.
I made all the rounds. And I'm going to share a couple with you that you probably know about that I've enjoyed. And then a couple more that are either open or about to open on the island that I have yet to enjoy. But I think we both... Will, you want to start with the fried chicken?
Yes.
We will start with the fried chicken. We talked about it, a couple of weeks ago that I was going to try the general store at Palmetto Dunes. Yes. And so I did that Wednesday, a couple of weeks ago. It was funny. I walked in there. I had never been in there. It wasn't a matter of having the food or not. I had driven by that general store 70 million times, but I'd never been inside. So, you know, like you said, it was a little bit... It was kind of t-shirt shop meets grocery store meets hot bar in the back kind of thing.
Fair.
Very, very clever idea that they've got right there in the middle of Palmetto Dunes. And so as I'm walking in, this gentleman's coming out and we make eye contact, and obviously I didn't say a word. He looks at me and he goes, "It's iconic." And I laughed like, well, I'm my first time. I never been here. We will find out. So I go in with my friend, and we get, you know, I think She got fried chicken. I got the white meat fried chicken. And we went, like you suggested, you sit on the rail and they got fans blowing. I can see your ceiling fan. You can't see mine. Mine is up there, but it's got fans like we do. So it keeps you cool there out on the railing, and lots of seating outside. There's seating on picnic tables down there if you want to go step out into the elements. But I share all that for those who have never been. You can sit there comfortably under a nice little breeze and enjoy your lunch. I got fried chicken, mashed potatoes, no gravy, and macaroni and cheese. That's usually standard for me when I'm at somewhere I've never been for that type of comfort food thing. I don't waste my time on green beans. I'm there for the throwdown. You know, it's like
no collards, no green beans.
Give me all the calories. Give me all the carbs. That's what we're here for. And I will say I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the mac and cheese. I enjoyed the mashed potatoes. I even enjoyed the fried chicken. And I say it that way kind of hesitant because it is funny how spoiled those of us who live here in Savannah have become when it comes to those of us that eat fried chicken, how spoiled we've become with what great fried chicken is. I will tell you, Maggie, hand to the sky, I've eaten a bunch of fried chicken all over Charleston, South Carolina, which we know is a mecca for food, and none that I've had in Charleston is as good as what you can get here in Savannah. And okay, I guess Savannah needs to be known for something besides Paula Deen. But yeah, so the fried chicken here in Savannah is just outstanding. Sometimes it can be a little over salty, depending on where you get it. But for the most part, the fried chicken here in Savannah is just so good that Yeah, the benchmark when I leave Savannah and go eat fried chicken is just really, really tough to get to. I enjoyed the Palmetto Dunes fried chicken very, very much, and I would have it again, and I would recommend it. But it wasn't Savannah fried chicken. And, you know, few are, but it was good. Did you tell me the last time you had it? Was it over a year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, we've talked about fried chicken at Ruby Lee's before, too.
Yes, yes.
When I go to Ruby Lee's, that's what yes. I have.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Ding, ding, yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
For me, that's the best fried chicken on the island other than what they do down at Sea Pines. But I don't think it's on any menu at Sea Pines. I could be mistaken about that.
Well, and Publix aside.
Yeah.
We don't normally talk in grocery stores, but Publix fries a wicked chicken.
Although, and I might be in the minority about this, but as I say very regularly, I'm only an expert in my own opinion. Depending on which store it is, I prefer Kroger's fried chicken to Publix. Gasp. No, I do. Depending on the store, Kroger's fried chicken, it's got a little more spice to it. And, it's really, really good. So anyway, I did enjoy, and I could see when the temperatures drop and, you know, it's cooler to sit outside and enjoy an evening. I could see, sitting out there at the general store at Palmetto Dunes to enjoy their fried chicken. It's a scene down there. Yeah.
It's a scene. And I'd also like to share a quick story. I won't make it long, but when in my youth, My bestie, Rhea, shout out to Rhea.
Hi, Rhea.
She lived in Palmetto Dunes, and her mother was on a health kick, and she wasn't allowed to eat Oreos. And so Rhea and I, okay, when the sun would go down and her two brothers and her parents weren't paying attention, we would escape the house from her fire escape ladder off the second floor down the balcony and down to the, and we'd run across the golf course to the general store, buy Oreos, run back, climb back up the staircase, the fire escape, lock ourselves in the bathroom and eat the entire package.
Delinquents, hoodlums. That's where America's youth went to Hades in a handbasket. With you running across, were you doing your flips across the golf course?
Probably.
All right. Speaking of Oreo cookies, that's a perfect segue to the milkshake I had. You know all about, told you all about it. You're not a big sweets person. We know this. And so the odds of you even enjoying half of the milkshakes at the all new milkshake factory at the Main Street shops is next to non-existent, right?
I would have, if you ordered one, I would ask for 3 small sips, and that would do me good.
3? Why 3? Just to get your milkshake
up? 1 is not enough, 2 is too even, and 3 is just perfect.
Okay, very good, very good. Well, I think based on the numbers that social media shares with me, the video that I shot with Maggie Washoe of CH2 Magazine at Milkshake Factory has been watched, I think, by practically half the island. It was spontaneous. That wasn't the plan. We went there to take a couple of pictures because I've written about it for CH2. And I had a nice chat with one of the owners. There's, I think, 4 or 5 partners. Had a nice chat to understand how they make what they do. The ice cream is proprietary. It's out of Pittsburgh. The ice cream is proprietary. Their syrups are all proprietary. It's all their own recipes, and they farm them out, obviously, to be manufactured, and then it goes to all their locations around the country. So they zero in on the art of the perfect milkshake. And then it wasn't about 20 minutes later that I actually got to try that milkshake. And I think you know, and I mentioned it in the video, I don't eat something and automatically sit there and do a review, you know, hey, this was great, or hey, this was terrible, whatever. I never do that. I might write about it later, or we'll talk about it here, whatever. But I was so moved by how delicious that milkshake was that I asked Maggie, I said, can you record something for me? And I just started talking. It was outstanding, dare I say, among certainly the best on the island I've had. And I probably only had 2 or 3, but among the best I've ever had in my life, it was outrageously good. And I think I made that abundantly clear, which is why it's been watched so many times.
You did.
But it was so good. And then Maggie, who doesn't do milkshakes either, much like you, she had a s'mores one, and she got it mainly for the photos that we took so that we had some visuals. And I sipped on that one. I was going to drink that one. She's like, you can have it if you want. And I thought about drinking it all on the way back to Savannah, but they're so heavy. They're so gut bomby. It's like, there's no way I'd be asleep by the time I got to May River Road. That just wouldn't have worked. But it tasted so rich and delicious. That's one thing to know about those milkshakes. I know you don't like them, Maggie, but anybody who does, they're a pretty big size and they're so rich. It's a challenge to fill them. To finish one. So maybe go in there with the mindset that you're going to split one with grandma or something. Unless you're just an ogre and you can put down 1 or 2.
Okay. Now, so where is this?
This is at, the shops at Main Street up on the North End. You come into Main Street and the I believe it's Patel's Liquor on the left when you come in. And yeah. You go down a couple of rows and turn left and you go to Cactus Street Cantina and Harris Teeter and all that. This is before you turn left. So it's facing the same direction as that liquor store right at the entrance.
Right.
On the other side.
I know exactly where it is.
Yeah. It was really, really good. And they did not, this wasn't about, you know, a paid advertisement for me to like it. Not at all. I say what I feel and feel what I say. And it was top notch to the point where I'm like, man, I know I'm going to be over here and I know I'm going to want one and I know I shouldn't because the calories and my girlish figure and all that. And I just can't. Mm. It's tough, man. I don't do hand flips on the golf course to stay looking beautiful like you. No. Those flips are going to live in infamy. All right. 2 spots real quick we're going to run through because we can't talk a whole lot about them because they haven't opened yet. Well, 1 opened and 1 is about to open on the 28th. Over in Coligny is where Forest Fire Barbecue was behind Fish. It's a brand new spot they opened a few days ago called Slow Fire Barbecue Grill. And I've seen some pictures of the burgers and the chicken sandwich, which is marinated in a pickle brine and buttermilk. And it looks crunchy and hot honey and the whole thing. You don't eat burgers. How many? We've talked about this almost every time. You eat what? Maybe 2 burgers a year?
The cheeseburger is my favorite thing in the whole wide world. But because of hereditary issues with cholesterol, right. I keep the red meat to a minimum.
Yeah. No, I get it. But the burger looks looks good. The chicken sandwich looks really, really sexy. And I say that deliberately because it's got the big, you know, crunch looking. Oh, man, I'd like to dig into that kind of situation. So they are now open Wednesday through Sunday at Caligny Plaza. I'm looking forward to trying that, and I will report back when I do. The other one that has not opened yet, they are opening on Saturday the 28th. I believe it's pronounced, and I apologize in advance if I butcher the name, but it's Nayla's, N-A-L-A. Nayla's. And do you know where Nayla's is opening?
No.
Where Lucky Beach was for about 8 months, 9 months, whatever they lasted, a year.
Okay.
Is that Matthews Drive?
I'm scrambling to think of what Lucky Beach was.
Lucky Beach was the old, I believe it was an old Outback, or no, old Carrabba's. Old Carrabba's way up on the north end. That's on the corner.
I went there once for a drink.
There you go.
That's Folly Field.
Yes.
Corner of 278 and Folly Field.
Yes. Yes. Well, that's where Nayla's is going to be. They built it out. They've been hiring. I've seen the menu. It's a lot of standard fare. There's some fried green tomatoes with a red pepper sauce, and they're trying to make it Caribbean tropical. There's some fruit salsas. There's a little bit of heat here and there. They have a good looking burger. And they have a Caribbean grilled shrimp dish with a mango salsa. It's, I've seen they have a fried shrimp Benedict on the menu. And I text my friend who shared it with me, and I said, oh, that's interesting. A fried shrimp Benedict. Have you ever seen that? I've never seen that.
Don't know.
No. Yeah. Never seen a fried shrimp Benedict. They have a bunch of, you know, more middle of the road things, but their feel is going to be a little more Caribbean with the fruit salsas and maybe a little bit of heat. Not all Latin American food is hot, y'all. Take it from the Cuban who know Cuban food is hot. I know you lived in Costa Rica for a hot minute. In fact, I think one of the owners is from Costa Rica.
All right. Costa Rican cuisine is not spicy at all.
Correct.
But Costa Rican, I mean, I lived there for 5-6 years.
Correct.
And was very fortunate, lucky to have, somebody that, a domestic person who came and worked in my house. I, when I lived there, made desserts and other specialty items for restaurants. Uh-huh. So I had a helper to help clean the house and take care of the baby. And I had the benefit of, she would make lunch for my family. And so I had a lot of really authentic stuff. And some of the things off the beaten path that you don't get at like the typical, like the Plato del Día at the, you know, the typical, uh-huh, you know, kind of places with the plantains and the, uh-huh, so none of it's spicy, but they do have, you're familiar with salsa Lizano. Yeah, yes. That's a very Costa Rican thing. So I'll be interested to try the Nayla's.
Yeah, N-A-L-A. I'm assuming Nayla's, Nayla's. I don't know, and I apologize again. But it's there, Folly Beach Road and 278, right? Where Lucky Beach was for a minute, and Carrabba's before
Carrabba's.
That. It was Carrabba's, right?
It was, indeed.
Yeah, so they're opening on Saturday the 28th. Everybody should go down there and check them out. It's a beautiful space. It was a beautiful space when it was Lucky Beach. I thought they did a nice job with that renovation, but
yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah, so if you get over there, you let me know.
Okay, I will.
I think that's it. I think that's all I got this week. That was a lot. Fried chicken, milkshake, slow fire barbecue at Nayla's with their Caribbean Costa Rican influenced low country menu thing.
Very nice. Very nice.
Very good. Very good. You got big plans for the 4th of July? Sounds like it.
I'm going to hide. I'm actually doing, in July, I've got some catering dates and whatnot. I don't have something on 4th of July, but around those dates. And I probably will lay low per usual. What about you?
I'm going to Florida.
Florida?
Florida. Yeah, it's my annual. We go for about 10, 11 days around the 4th of July because my wife works for the school system, and they get the week of the 4th of July off, and she doesn't have to use any vacation time. So we we go to Florida. So
this will be the third year since knowing you that I know you do that.
Third year that you're what?
Is it the third year you've told me about this trip?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we go several times a year, but the big one where we invite family from other points of Florida, and actually this year we've got a couple of friends coming from Savannah. It'll be 9 of us this year. Yeah, but we go a few times a year, but the big one is around the 4th of July where we take a whole week. Last year, I went down ahead of time. I was down there for about 2.5-3 weeks, including I went down early. Wound up with an ear infection at urgent care by myself. It was bizarre. treated myself to Culver's afterward. I'm roaming the beach in Florida by myself. Like, where's my family? I need somebody to give me medicine. I'm dying over here.
I remember that.
I think you know me better than that. All right. Let's get out of here. I'm an innocent, delicate flower. Tell us where we can find you if we want to buy a house this summer.
I am on the Kaiser Tutan team at eXp Realty, and you can check out homes for sale at margaretcrenshaw.com.
Very good. If I make it over there for either of these places, I'll give you a shout, and we'll split a burger. What do you say?
I'll be here. Let's do it.
Thank you, and thank you all for joining us. We'll see you next week for more Mondays with Maggie.